John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday, he will be at Helium Comedy Club, and you can get tickets by going to heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. You know, Dave, and we had to cancel the hypnotist.
It's outrageous.
I mean, we had to cancel.
You guys should have sent the hypnotist up to New York to hypnotize Greg to come down here.
Greg Fitzsimmons is on the phone. Good morning, Greg.
It's always an honor to come back to a show that has the foresight and the vision to bring a hypnotist into a goddamn radio show.
Well, it's always nice to talk to a comedian who sounds like he's on the phone at Yankee Stadium. Are you in your apartment in New York right now?
Yeah, actually I am. As you know, I live out in L.A. Mm-hmm. I was in Venice Beach, and I landed this gig. I started last year writing on that show, Crashing.
Oh, the HBO show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you buy any furniture for this apartment? Because the echo is insane.
You know what? You busted me. My apartment gets really bad reception, so I'm standing by the elevator vestibule in the hallway.
Oh my God.
And you don't have a landline, right? In this apartment?
I don't have a landline.
God, I would have guessed the bathroom.
Well, it sounds like I'm calling from the great beyond. I'm coming back to the real time space continuum to do stand-up comedy in Philly with answers from the other side.
So let me ask you something. I've known you for a long time. I've seen the up and the dark side of you. How did you meet your wife? How did you get a woman to actually marry you?
I met her at the Friars Club in New York. You know the Friars Club?
Yeah, sure.
It's an old Jewish entertainment club.
Right.
And my wife is an old Jew. I was a young Jew at the time. She's a 1965 model, one of the best, an XL. And I met her, and after 20 minutes, I said to her friend, I said, I'm going to marry your friend someday. And so 3 years later, I asked her to marry me at the Friars Club, in the Milton Berle room of the Friars Club.
Wow.
And then we went out to the St. Regis Hotel and met up with her friend and a couple other people. And I said to her friend in front of Aaron, I go, what did I tell you 3 years ago, the night I met Aaron? And she goes, what? I go, you don't remember? She's like, no. I'm like, you suck. Like, this is supposed to be the whole moment, the whole point of it. Because, like, we all want to tell our stories of how we met.
Right.
But nobody wants to hear that crap. You don't want to hear it. So here's what I do with my wife now. If we're out to dinner with another couple, I'll say to them, so how'd you guys meet? And then when they start to answer, I excuse myself and go to the bathroom. And make her listen to the stupid story.
Now, is she the reason why you have a redheaded kid?
No, I was a redhead too.
Oh, really?
And also the height. Neither one of us is tall. And then I would never hit my son because he's 6'3". He's 6'3", John.
Oh, wow.
I realized, like, if I hit him, he might hit me back. And he kicks my ass. I got to move. I can't stay in the house. Where's the discipline? Son, be home at 11. I bet you go screw yourself, Dad.
So what is your secret for raising kids? Obviously, you've got your plan with your son. Stay away from him. You've got a daughter also.
I think the key is, and I think a lot of parents can back me up on this, is you got to treat your home like it's a prison. Every time I walk in the front door, I find the biggest one, I punch him right in the face. After that, everybody falls into line. And then I try to bribe my wife for sex with cigarettes. But, you know, you can't have anything. It's weird, though, because, you know, living in Brooklyn, like, I can't get over the mindset of the millennials. They don't believe in anything. They just kind of flow. There's no pushback. Like, they're the same people that will swipe right on an app, have sex with a total stranger, have another total stranger drive them to meet up with the person, and then have sex in an apartment owned by yet another total stranger. If these people have nothing, they have faith, just not in God. And so there's a coffee shop in my neighbor. I'm in Williamsburg. I think the barista's gay, which is fine. I don't, you know, I just be open about it, you know? It's 2018, and so the guy sends me these little messages. He puts a heart in my latte, like in the middle of it.
Right.
So I give him a buck, and I'm like, all right, that's weird. I go back every day for 4 days, heart in my latte. And finally I just walk in, and I go, all right, what are we doing here? What's going on? Something's building. Something's got to happen. And he's like, no, we just all do that. It's just like a little flourish. We just pour the milk. We make a little heart. And I feel like such an idiot. So I go back in the next day, and I'm like, latte. And he slides it across in front of me, and there's a penis inside the phone. Penis. So I give him $2. And this goes on for several days. And I guess he figured I really wasn't getting it. So I walk in, I order the latte, he gives it to me. There's the penis, and there's a profile of my face directly in front of it with foam on my face.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Well, Greg Fitzsimmons is going to run away from Jed Apatow and come to Philadelphia tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. All right, he's got a 3-day pass. He'll be at Helium Comedy Club. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. He's up in heaven right now. Say goodbye to Jesus for us, would you, Dad, Greg?
Holy Father, they send their regards.
It is noted.